I'm thinking about adopting some quirky affectation, like a pipe or a monocle or a handlebar moustache.
For all those girls out there looking for the Indian Monopoly Man?
This is not a safe place. You can't share anything here.
The two of you need to get your women in line.
What?
Last night, I was strong-armed into an evening of harp music and spooning with an emotional Amy Farrah Fowler. This on a night that I had originally designated for solving the space-time geometry in higher spin gravity and building my Lego Death Star. And why? Your gal pals, Penny and Bernadette, went out shopping for some wedding nonsense without Amy, an action they took with no thought or regard as to how it would affect me, the future of string theory, or my Lego fun time.
What do you want us to do about it?
You clearly weren't listening to my topic sentence. Get your women in line. You make them apologize to Amy and set things right. I am a man of science, not someone's snuggle bunny.
Why do I have to talk to Penny? She's not my girlfriend.
You invited her to lunch 4 years ago. Everything about her is on you. You make it so.
Mushu is Penny.
Thank you. Where's Sheldon?
Well, he was up late last night, so I gave him an early dinner and put him to bed.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, but now he's gonna be up at dawn and wanna play.
So listen, guys, the reason he was up late is because he was taking care of Amy. She's kind of upset.
Why?
Her feelings got hurt because you guys went dress shopping without her.
Told you that would happen.
Okay, look, this is her first time being a bridesmaid, and she's just getting a little crazy with it.
She keeps on telling us stories about bridesmaid traditions in other cultures, and they're all about getting naked and washing each other.
Yeah, and she keeps trying to figure out if our cycles have synced up so we can call ourselves the three menstruateers.
To look at dresses one time without her. I feel terrible.
I know, me too. We'll talk to her. Hey, wait, how did she find out?
Raj did it. And he says he would do it again. Hey, I'm sorry. You sent me the picture. I wasn't thinking.
Howie.
Hey, I'm usually pretty good at not blabbing. You tell me tons of stuff about these guys and I never repeat it.
What do you tell him?
Oh, you know, just pillow talk. You guys have nothing to worry about.
Hold on, did you talk about us when we were dating?
No, all your little secrets are fine.
Yes, absolutely fine.
Tumor. Come on, tumor. Mama needs an aggressive little glioblastoma. Yay, brain tumor. Probably not the same reaction you had when you got the news.
Hi.
Hello.
What are you doing here?
Well, look, we just wanted to apologize for not bringing you with us the other day.
That's not necessary. It's like Sesame Street says, one of these things is not like the others. One of these things should die alone.
No, come on, Amy, look, let us make it up to you. We'll have a girls' night. We'll do whatever you want.
We can go down to the Korean baths and do that thing you were talking about where we wash each other.
With loofah mitts, no hands.
It's okay. I'm glad this happened. I can stop pretending that some beautiful girl and her cute in the right light friend want to hang out with me.
Amy, we're really sorry.
We feel awful.
Don't. I'll be okay. You're not the first girls I thought were friends with me who ended up shunning me. It's like elementary school, junior high, high school, undergrad, grad school, and that semester abroad in Norway all over again.
Oh, come on, Amy.
You don't get it. Look at this brain.
I don't really want to.
This is us. Bernadette, you are the analytical, scientific left hemisphere. Penny, you're the creative, spontaneous right hemisphere. And where's Amy? She's right here. The sad little tumor no one wants to go dress shopping with.
Amy, your tumor? Penny, tell her she's not a tumor.
Did you know that when Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone, he proposed answering it with ahoy? Ahoy! I like it. Amy, is that you? Have you been drinking? I'm sorry, I bet my sweet what? All right, we're on our way.
What's going on?
It would seem Amy is drunk in a liquor store parking lot.
Really? Amy?
Now, Leonard, be glad you can't keep a woman. They are a handful.
Oh, look! It's Sheldon and little Leonard. Hi, little Leonard.
Hi, Amy.
Hey, Cuddles.
Cuddles?
Yes, Cuddles. We cuddled. Grow up, Leonard.
Amy, what are you doing here?
Well, I came here to get a bottle of wine like Penny taught me to do when you're sad.
Yeah, but why didn't you go back to your apartment?
Didn't you go to high school, Leonard? Parking lots are where all the cool kids hang out. Not that the rat bastards ever invited me.
Maybe we should get you home.
Oh, hang on. Sheldon, what would it take for you to go into that liquor store, buy a bottle of hooch, take me across the street to that motel, and have your way with me?
Yeah, Sheldon, what would it take?
I'm begging both of you, please, let's go.
Oh, come on. Oopsie-daisy.
Oh, finally someone found second base. I know how you feel. I got a knife slicing through my frontal lobe, too.
Hi.
What do you want? Do you want me to give the friendship bracelet back?
I never gave you a friendship bracelet.
When we first met, I made one and pretended you gave it to me. You can have it back if you want.
No, you made that for you. I want you to have it.
Upset, and you have every right to be. But if it's okay with you, we'd like a second chance to make things right.
We are really sorry, and we were trying to think of some way to show you how much we care about you.
Which is why it would mean so much if you had agreed to be the maid of honor at my wedding.
What? Wait, is this some kind of practical joke? Like in Norway, when my friends trapped me in a sauna with a horny otter?
No, I want you to be the maid of honor.
Oh my gosh. No one's ever asked me to be the maid of honor before. Well, that's not true. Once, but then they all died.
So is that a yes?
Yes! Yes! Oh my gosh, I have so much to do. There's the bridal shower and the bachelorette party. What should we do for the bachelorette party? Oh, I know. We'll go to a Native American sweat lodge, we'll take peyote, roll around in the mud, and paint fertility symbols on Bernadette's naked body. So that's happening.
Sure. Vegas is fun too.
Feel like crying. Of course, I could just be hormonal. Oh, wait. Maybe our menses are finally syncing up. Bernadette? No? Penny?
Sorry.
Really?
Okay, yeah.
Yay! Maid of Honor, Amy Farrah Fowler's amazing behind-the-scenes wedding video, take one.
We're just trying on dresses. Do we really need to record this?
I'm sorry, are you the maid of honor?
I am the bride.
So no. And action.
What do you think?
Oh, I love it.
What are you, a nun? Come on, bestie, let's see some skin.
Amy, looking sexy.
You think they don't have mirrors in there? I know how I look.
Oh, Bernadette, you look beautiful.
You do.
Thank you.
Not Penny beautiful, but beautiful. Come on,
bestie, you're up.
Give me a minute.
What is taking you so long?
Oh, Amy, get the hell out of here!